Welcome to your Generic Live Show. This is the Generic Live Show with Dale Campbell.
Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show. Merry Christmas from our family to your family here on the Generic Live Show with Dale Campbell. For our final regular show of 2016, this is it. This is the last regular show of the year. We'll do... we'll tell you in the second hour as well of what we've got planned over the break. But this is our final regular show, as you know it, for 2016. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. Apologies for no show last... A couple of notes here at the top of the show. Apologies for no show last week. I was sick. I could not talk. Didn't feel like I was at a capacity to talk for 2 hours, so didn't do a show last week. I do apologize for that. But this week, I'm making an effort to do a show, to push through. I do apologize if I do sound a little bit nasally and a little bit tired. Christmas in retail is just one of those things. It's a joyous time of the year, but boy, joyous is, I mean, joy. Christmas time is joyous. You come together as a unit to celebrate Christmas. Hang on 2 seconds. I gotta turn my fan down. I just realised that was something I didn't do before the show here. So apologies for that. Working at Christmas in retail gets a little hectic, but it is a beautiful time of the year. And this, like I said, this is our last regular show for 2016. Want to get this at the top of the show. Unfortunately, we've had to cancel the Orphans Christmas, but there will be a Christmas special. Never fear, there will be a Christmas special on the next week. So do tune in for that. Don't know the details, but there will be something uploaded for Christmas. So do stick in for that. There'll be a Christmas message. due to financials, Orphans Christmas had to be cancelled, unfortunately. Spent last week dealing with logistics with that and can't logistically do it. But there will be a Christmas special on the feed on Christmas, so tune in for that. I'll do this monologue again at the end of the show. Want to tell you all at the top of the show here, 2016, this being the last regular show, I want to get this out of the way now, and I'll do this at the close. So we'll bump in with this and we'll bump out with this. I just want to thank everyone for their support over 2016. 2016 wouldn't have been the same without you guys coming along here for the ride. I mean, I'm putting together the Greatest Hits episode that'll air on New Year's Day, and wow, just you guys make the show a whole lot better, and I do appreciate, we've had some fantastic moments in 2016, so I want to thank everyone who has come along for the ride there. I'll give my full speech at the end of the episode, but want to just get that out of the way now, before we jump into something that's a little bit serious, and it's odd that it's coming up now on the 12th of the 18th month, but there's no 18th month. On the 18th of December 2016, pirate sites are back in court. Australian internet users soon be blocked from 5 major pirating websites, including a landmark case on online copyright infringement. The federal court on Thursday ruled that internet service providers, ISPs, must block the copyright infringing sites in a major crackdown on websites facilitating illegal downloading and streaming. The landmark case marks a majority crackdown on online copyright infringement. Over 50 national telco companies, including Telstra, Optus, and TPG, must take responsible steps to disable access, unquote, within 15 days. The banned websites include the Pirate Bay, Solar Movie, ISO Hunt, Torrent Hound, and Torrents, with a Z. Foxtel was quick to welcome the federal court's decision to block five of the largest online privacy websites. Quote, this judgment is a major step in both directly combating piracy and educating the public that accessing content through these sites is not okay. In fact, it is theft, unquote. Foxtel chief executive Peter Tonar said. Quote, piracy does great damage to Australia's content creating industries, and we were delighted that the government and parliament recognised this by passing these new legislative provisions last year. This is why, unquote, this is why this was probably one of the biggest stories of 2015 was this constant tirade against these torrent sites, and it's now just coming into action here this year on the 18th of just on the tail end of this year. However, the right holders may have to foot the bill. Companies seeking to have websites blocked will have to pay a fee to ISPs. Village Roadshow and Foxtel were also ordered to pay the legal costs of ISPs, which, by the way, when I saw that, I immediately thought, good. Because, and I know that's an unpopular kind of perspective, but hear me out here. You know, they started this tirade, Village Roadshow, I think it was last year with Dallas Buyers Club, and the constant downloading of that movie, and Foxtel, of course, with HBO and Game of Thrones, and the array of shows that unfortunately get pirated all too often because of they're not available anywhere else. They're just available on Foxtel. Excuse me. When I saw that those two would be also, also asked to chip in for the legal fees of the ISPs, good. Because it wasn't the ISPs... Well, I mean, the ISPs did play a crucial role in the case, but they weren't the ones to... they weren't the ones to tirade and... they weren't the ones to lead the action, if that makes sense. There's some random tweets, because why not? The decision follows the Copyright Amendment Online Infringement Bill that was passed in June of 2015. That's where the story for last year comes in. To giving power to the right holders to request removal of sites that host infringing material. Some are sceptical that ISPs were successfully blocked, claiming it would more likely be a game of whack-a-mole, which, you can say whack-a-mole, but realistically, it's the same we're starting to see with podcasts. Now, I believe in free podcasts, free podcasts. I mean, I got some stuff coming up in 2017 that might contradict this. No, I'm not putting GLS up behind a wall. That's not happening. GLS will remain free. But there's a difference between putting something behind a paywall and fundraising, if that makes sense, or having a tip jar, if that makes sense, or having a Patreon, for example, or having a Patreon alongside your creative content, then you're also getting the benefits of that Patreon. And you've got to think of the podcasts are starting to slip in this a little bit. Now, I say that because there are some podcasts that are subscription-only podcasts where you only get a certain slice of the podcast for free, and then it ends with an advertisement saying, go to our thing if you want full access, if that makes sense. But then you have people who listen to the whole episode. People who have paid, mind you, and paid to view this content, and they've screen capped, obviously, because you can't. It doesn't look like potato video because it's not. It's not filmed off a. I'm saying Armalot tonight. There you go again. It's not being filmed off a mobile phone. I was going to say cell phone, but that's wrong. So, you know, they've screen capping it, and then they're putting it up on YouTube without the permission of the creator in the first place. So, if the creator doesn't have permission, that is essentially pirating in a way, kind of. If it is or isn't, please do let me know, but I'm pretty sure that that's the definition of pirating. Now, on the flip side of that, if someone was to take this show and catalogue it for future years, which, why would you do that? First of all. Second of all, if someone was to do that, take a clip of my audio and put it behind some funny cat video thing, some crazy cats, and they have a voice clip of me going, meow, 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 meow. That's different than... You know that's gonna get used somewhere, right? Just this random clip of me going, meow, 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 is just gonna appear somewhere on the internet at some point. But if it does, it appear in front of a funny cat video, for example, and they just mute the cat and put me in there, which... Why would you do that, first of all? Could you get a job if that's what you're doing with your day? Second of all, that's not infringing copyright for me, because A, that's a parody, and B, that's comedy. Now, if GLS was a paid podcast, again, can't stress enough, GLS will not be put behind a retainer wall, but... If it was, and there's this clip of me going, I may as well do it again at this point, because if I've done it twice, why not do it a third time? Meow, 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 meow. And then someone put that up, put this whole conversation of me up, then that's copyright infringement. I'm just starting to see that trend happen in podcasts, and it's kind of sad, because... No one does that of terrestrial radio. I don't know any terrestrial radio. While it is kind of a dying meme, but from a marketer's point of view, I see its purpose. But it is... No one does this to terrestrial radio, if you've noticed. I mean, it's starting to happen with TV and movies, but no one in their right mind, I suppose... Back in the 90s, you probably... This is kind of the same thing of having, you know, tape recording the radio and having it for personal use. It's probably the same thing. But no one's putting it... No, that's not public consumption, though. So where does that fit in? If someone is tape recording terrestrial radio... I just had that thought. Brainwaves. I'm all over the place. I do apologize. But if someone is tape recording terrestrial radio and having that for personal use, say, for example, on their Sony Walkman... to listen to around the house and do, although I suppose that was 2004, the Milkshake song came out, but say for example if, I'm probably going to name another song from the 2000s, when did Kylie Minogue and Robbie Williams' Kids come out? Let me look that up. I swear that was 99. Robbie Williams. I swear that was 1999. I want to make a 90s reference, and I want to make it good. That was in the year 2000. Anyway, so the point still stands, though. So if... Crap! But you get the point. If someone was tape recording the radio and having them for, you know, having it for its own use privately, but if I was to have those tapes and to put them up online, that would be... breaking copyright. I just thought I'd put that out there just to share. But this is a long, long worn out process. I just want to put that out there. This has been going on for how long? And it's just starting to be dealt with now. I mean, This, yeah, the law passed in, they say it in the article, passed in 2015, June of 2015, this tirade against pirate sites started happening. And again, it's nothing new. It's not a new concept. Next hour, we'll also be breaking this down as well, but I want to, there will be an article then that argues that it won't stop piracy, and I'll go to fisticuffs with that article, because that's what I do. I like arguing with myself. But one thing, I just want to go through these random tweets here. One of the tweets says, "Judge order that applicants, Roadshow and Foxtel, pay ISP's contribution towards compliance fees. $50 per domain name." Jeez, that's expensive. $50 per domain name? Is that domain name in terms of... the pirate sites? Because that's expensive. Hashtag sitelock, by the way, is the hashtag. And going through the archive of the year, we all know how I love hashtags on social media. Ugh. At least this one's functional, by the way. I'll give it that. Another tweet says, "Applicants will pay a proportion of respondents' legal costs, quote, reflecting measure of telco's success, in parentheses, hashtag site block." Now, that's marginally true, because would it be a reflection on the telco's success, or would it be on the applicant's success? Because the telcos, they're only partnering with the telcos because the telcos is what does provide the internet. I mean, it's in their acronym. It's Internet Service Provider. So, or ISP. I've wanted to do that for a long time. I keep saying I need to stop that. I nearly did it again. Ugh. I do apologize. It's because I'm tired, by the way, people. The reason why I'm saying and a lot is because I'm tired. Dale's not level better tired. So... it's not necessarily a reflection... what was I saying? It's not necessarily a reflection of the telco success. It's a reflection on the applicant success. Another person says, "Everyone wins. Pirates continue tolerating." How long before I have to take a break? "Corporates give false sense of accomplishment, and TV viewers still enjoy 8 RPT episodes a week. Hashtag siteblock." You know, I do enjoy a good episode of Random Breath Test. For those international listeners, do yourself a favour. Go to YouTube, or go wherever you get your video content. Just go to Google. Search Random Breath Testing or RBT TV Show Australia, and the comedic gold that you will get from that episode, it's spectacular. It's epic. If this whole thing means that we continue to get 8 episodes of Random Breath Test a week on 2 different networks, I'm not complaining at all. As we continue here on the Generic Live Show, our final regular broadcast of 2016, Merry Christmas from our family to your family. Again, I want to, tragically, before we take our break here, our Orphans Christmas has been cancelled, unfortunately. Never fear, there still will be a Christmas special. It's just the Orphans Christmas has been cancelled, unfortunately. But again, there still will be a show that day. So tune in for something. As we continue here on the Generic Live Show, this episode has always been a kind of look back on 2016. YouTube got in first, and we'll tell you what they featured on their YouTube Rewind. Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Life Show with Dale Campbell. It's great to be here. It's 10:31. 10:21.
Whatever the time of day, whatever the time of the night, we're here to serve you a big dose of genericness with your host, Dale Campbell.
Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Life Show. Merry Christmas, everyone, from our family to your family. Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Life Show, our final live regular show for 2016. It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for joining us. It's good to be here. Merry Christmas from our family to your family. Now, as we do at this time of the year, we kind of reflect back on the year that was 2016. And a lot of companies are doing that, and we'll break some of them down here, but we'll do that. We'll go into more detail about the things that have shook the world. We're basically, at this point, we're giving you a selection of what the companies have said. We'll tear it apart when we get to it in our biggest stories of the year episode. But more so, you know, we got to get to that point first. So YouTube got in first. YouTube Rewind is what they do. This year it's called YouTube Rewind, : the Ultimate 2016 Challenge. 2016, oh, they've got a chart of YouTubers that made it into 2016. There you go. Wow, they got a chart of every YouTuber that is featured in the years? Wow. Jeez. Huh. Okay. I'm getting fascinated by that chart now. Anyway, so the YouTube Rewind Ultimate 2016 Challenge. Of course, this year was all about that challenge video. So if you watched any prominent YouTuber, you would see the challenge. The 2016 Challenge became the fastest video to reach 100 million views on YouTube just after 3.2 days after its release. So it's funny, the 2016 the best of 2016 was the fastest to reach 100 million views on YouTube. Funny how that works. Pen Pineapple Apple Pen. Wow, I just spat all over my monitor here, because of course I did. That's when you need your pop filter. It sounds like a Kegel facial exercise that you do before radio. Pen Pineapple Apple Pen. Dabbing. Mannequin Challenge. Excuse me. Rio 2016 Olympics. Flip the Bottle. Stranger Things. Hydronic Compress. Obese Pranks. Corn Drills. Rainbow Bagels. Scott Sterling. NBC Snowboarding. Running Man Challenge. Damn, Daniel. I can't do the voice. Damn, Daniel. Oh, here you go. Hang on. Damn, Daniel. Here, kind of. T-Rex Costume E-Games. The Dancing Mannequin Heads. The Door, Game of Thrones. David Bowie Tribute, Alex Wasabi. Highlight Challenge. 100 Layers. Juju on That Beat. And Carpool Karaoke, which followed on from 2015. And if 2017 is to go by anything, it's going to stick around, folks. Game of the Year 2016 Pokemon Go, Street Fighter V, and The Witness. The following music videos were also referenced. Work From Home by Fifth Harmony. Famous by Kanye West featuring Rihanna and Swiss Beatz. Light It Up by Major Lazer featuring, I cannot remember, Sorry by Justin Bieber. This Is What You Came For by Calvin Harris featuring Rihanna. Dangerous Woman by Ariana Grande. Side to Side by Ariana Grande featuring Nicki Minaj. Hold Up by Beyonce. Panda by Designer. Cheap Thrills by Sia featuring Sean Paul. Hellstar El Amidaninye by Nicki Jam. And Roses by The Chainsmokers. Appearances by YouTube and guest stars Dwayne Johnson, MKBHD, Andre Nick, Black Nerd, AIB, Being Indian, The Chainsmokers were in the video, somehow, Mac Menace, Venos Gaming, oh god, Jack Spectii, The Dolan Twins, Mark Epler, Rowan Atwood, PewDiePie, Prank vs. Prank, Yellow Mellow, WTS, FGTV, Dashy XP, Cashy Nyat, Sunday Holt, Ola Soy German, Yola, KSI, Comedy Shots Gamer, Sky Does Minecraft, Seth Meyers, Seven Supergirls, Lily Singh, Evan Tube HD, Jelly, Dan Is Not On Fire, Pink Otaro, Amazing Phil, Cam Newton, The Rubber Fruit Face, Alex Wasabi, of course, doing the David Bowie tribute, Nicki Jam was also in the video, and apparently there was sightings of K. E. Wallop, Easter eggs and special guests. Popular MMOs, Gaming with Jen, Canine Star, Starface, Chris Smooth, and N2SC4R. Music composed by The Hood Internet with Major Lazer, featuring Sorry by Justin Bieber, Work From Home by Fifth Harmony featuring Ty Dolla $ign, Light It Up by Major Lazer featuring Nyla and Fuse ODG. Elstar Alamessa by Nicki Jam, My Boo by Ghost Town DJs, Pen Pineapple Apple Pen by Pico Tyro, and Closer by The Chainsmokers featuring Halsey. Oh my god, that is done. Also, I want to comment on here, I forgot to mention this somewhere, but Love Yourself by Justin Bieber took out the, I was probably going to mention it later on when we've got the Billboard Awards coming up, but, yeah, Justin Bieber's Love Yourself scored Billboard Song of the Year, which, yeah, that song can go love itself, if you know what I mean. Oh, wah, 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 wah. It deserves one of these. Yeah, it's been a while since I brought back that awkward girl. It's about damn time. As we continue here on the Generic Live Show, now, there has been a call for people to purge fake news off the internet. Now, Facebook is doing something to tackle this avalanche of quote-unquote fake news, or news that is deemed to be untrustworthy. We'll break it down for you as we continue here on the Trinac Live Show. Thanks for joining us on a Sunday with Dale Campbell. Merry Christmas. It's 10:32.
Merry Christmas, you filthy animal.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own. More than you could ever know. Make my wish come true. Oh.
Whether we're waking you up or putting you to sleep, this is the Generic Live Show with Dale Campbell.
Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show with Dale Campbell. Oh yeah, we're getting trappy in here. I like this, by the way. I do like this. These trap remixes. They're not bad. Merry Christmas from our family to your family. Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show for our final regular live show of 2016. Oop, how about we don't do that? We'll stop it off there. Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday with Dale Campbell, last regular live show of the year. Now, there has been an avalanche of claims of fake news. Whoop. Just echoed there for some reason. I don't know what that was about. Now, to be fair, from what I'm hearing from the conservative side of the aisle is that it's coming from mainly liberals-leaning people. From what I'm hearing, that's what I'm hearing. So, don't send your hate mail to genericliveshow@gmail.com. Ah! Got it in there! You thought I wasn't going to, but I did. So, Facebook Inc., and this broke a couple of days ago, Facebook Inc. is rolling out a number of new tools to prevent fake news stories from spreading on the social media network. Now, by the way, for the record, nothing has... I could not find any other information on this, by the way. I just want to put that out there. This is why I'm going to be thin on details. So, bear with me here. The company will make it easier for users to flag fake articles on their newsfeed and will work with organizations such as fact-checking websites such as Snopes, ABC News, and the Associated Press to check authority of stories. Facebook said... Excuse me. At a moment there, said that if the fact-checking organization identifies a story as fake, it will be flagged as disrupted. And there will be a link to the corresponding article explaining why. The company said it disrupted stories that may appear lower in the newsfeed, adding that once a story is flagged, it cannot be promoted as well. So you've got to take that into consideration. Facebook also eliminated the ability of spammers to spoof domain name and of real publications. Wait, so I can't do CBA News? No, CBA... What would that be? What's a spoof of news? The unassociated paper. Jesus. Oh, I'm on the ball today. The unassociated newspaper, thank you. That's not my joke. gotta hand it to people that work with me here. The unassociated paper. Wow, okay. The social media company has severe criticism for failing to stem of a flood of phony news website in the run-up to the US presidential election. Ahead of November 8th US election, Facebook users saw fake news reports enormously aligning that Pope Francis had endorsed Donald Trump and that federal agent who had been investigated, Democrat candidate Hillary Clinton, was found dead. Okay. Let's back up here a little bit. The company had traditionally... read this last paragraph here. The company had traditionally relied on mostly users reporting any offensive post, which then was checked by Facebook employees against its company's community standards. Okay. First of all, I'm surprised that it's taken this long to do something about monitoring news on Facebook and monitoring things on Facebook. Now, there has been death hoax are also a thing, and if you recall, there has been a plenty of tragic deaths over the last 12 months. Now, but in saying that, death hoaxes have gone down, so that's a plus. Also, no one did a thing about that. Stay with me here. So, this could be Sleepy Dale talking, but stay with me here. No one did anything about that. They ignored it. Now, when it comes to fake news stories, you know if something's fake. You have to realize when something is satire. I mean, it's just probably because I do this for part living, but I definitely know when something is real or when something is fake. You can clearly tell. Can't you? You must. You must be able to. You can't sit here and tell me that people in the lead up to the election actually believed that FBI Director James Comey, who they're referring to here in this article, you cannot tell me that no one knew that he wasn't dead, if that makes sense. If that makes sense. So, it's... People need to chill out. Now, I say this, and I'll get to that in my epic monologue at the end of the episode, because I have a doozy of a monologue planned that'll address a lot of your questions. But apart from that, and it'll address the incoming year that is 2017. But in terms of news and events coming up into 2017, as I scratch my foot, people need to learn to know when things are true or not. So if you see two articles side by side, one says onions now grow on gingerbread houses, and another one says that the grass is green, for example, which one do you believe? There is a portion of people, particularly after the... Excuse me as I bump my microphone. There are a portion of people after the US election that actually believes that first article. Now, whether that says something about the general public as a whole of how they're getting dumber, but... And you also need to learn reputable sources. It's all about knowing these reputable sources and knowing where they're coming from. But on the other hand of that, on the entire flip side, I do appreciate Facebook doing something about people's concerns about news articles, because if they weren't, they would be hit with a bad publicity, bad PR, public relations, that would be, they would have a bad case of public relations on their hands, and wow, they do not want that at all. So they're trying to do the whole, let's make everyone happy routine, which I can understand from a business point of view, but it all starts with the person, and the end user is relying on a company to filter their news for them. Oh my god, give me a break. Yeah, that's why you should tune in to GLS every 2 hours every single week. from 7 to 9 Eastern Time in the US, 10 to midnight, Australian Eastern Standard Time, every single Sunday. Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. But apart from that, apart from my, satire, if people are relying on a company to filter their news for them, come on. Seriously. There has to be some sort of call to response here. There has to be. Meanwhile, Google has released their people most... here's what people Googled in 2016. And here's what topic sparked the most interest online this year? There's an article. I don't have to scroll through photos. Yay. The number one search topic was the $1 billion Powerball lottery, according to ranking of user searches by the search giant this year. Wow, that's surprising. The number one search topic was that $1 billion Powerball lottery drawing. Which would make sense. In January, lottery officials announced the weekly Powerball jackpot had grown to $1.6 billion, the largest ever, sparking a ton of Google searches from hopeful players. A smaller, relatively speaking, $429 million jackpot in the year sent hopefuls Googling as well. Music legend Prince's shocking death in April at 57 came in at number 2 on the list, following by Hurricane Matthew, Pokemon Go, and the multiplayer game Slither.io ended up at the top 5 searches. Wow. Google also broke out of the top 10 specific news stories of the year based on people's searches. So this is the top 10 news stories. Number 1 was the Rio Olympics, and not mainly because of Ryan Lochte's out of the pool antics, this article says. The 2016 election came in number 2, followed by the Pulse nightclub shooting in Dune in Orlando, the Brexit vote to leave the UK, the Brexit vote in the UK to leave the European Union, and the Zika virus rounded out the top 5. Google's competitor Yahoo also released their 2016 list as well. Number 1 on that list saw the election of Donald Trump. In second place, Hillary Clinton was 10th on the list. In general, Yahoo users appear to be more interested in celebrities. Top searches on there included 2 Kardashians, Gwen Stefani, and even Jodie Swinton, who co-starred in Fuller House. Pop culture is really dominated by our list and always has, Amy Wicks, told Yahoo, with Yahoo, told WTOP. Here are the 10 searches for Yahoo. Now, 10 is Hillary Clinton, 9 is Kim Kardashian West, 8 would be Jodie Swinton, Megyn Kelly would be 7, Khloe Kardashian would be 6, 2016 Olympics would be number 5, number 4 was Gwen Stefani, number 3 was Roblox, 2 was Donald Trump, and number 1 was the 2016 election. In terms of Google, it's not letting me do anything. Okay. Well, I broke this website. Oh, happy day. I want to know what it says. I can't find out what it says. Okay. So, on Google's list, number 10 was Hillary Clinton. Number 9... this website doesn't seem to be working. 9 seems to be the US selection. 8 seems to be Donald Trump. 7 seems to be David Bowie. 6 seems to be the Olympics. 5 seems to be the Samsung Galaxy Note 7. 4 seems to be Pokemon Go. 3 seems to be Hurricane Matthew. 2 seems to be Prince. And 1 seems to be the lottery ticket. There you go. Top news. As we continue here on the Generic Live Show for a Sunday, well, Facebook also does their end of year list. Also next hour, something that has also come up in the popular vernacular in Australia. The age-old debate on whether we should be a republic. That is later on in the next hour, but next is Facebook's year-round list. As we continue here on the Generic Live Show, thanks for joining us here on GLS. Merry Christmas from our family to your family here on our last regular live show for the year. Thanks for joining us. It's 10:51.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart, but the very next day, you gave it away. This year, to save me from tears, I'll give it to someone special.
Finally found the most generic live show. This is the Generic Live Show with Dale Campbell.
Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show with Dale Campbell. Merry Christmas from our family to your family here at the Generic Live Show for our last regular live show of 2016. Thanks for joining us here on the Generic Live Show. Now, oh, I'm getting distracted, sorry. Now, Facebook has released their year in review. Now, this really sums up the year. Now, some of these were carryovers from 2015. Now, let's have a look at 2015, because I feel like this list... this list does carry over a little bit. Oh, one does. Okay, sorry. Let me stand corrected. One of them does carry over. Now, the most... for the second year in a row, this was... The US presidential election was the most talked about global topic in Facebook's 2016 year in review. The second year in a row, the US presidential election takes the top of the list. Sorry, here's the video, by the way.
We all went through it together. And together, we saw excellence.
Oh my goodness!
We witnessed history.
This is not a decision I've taken lightly. Hey!
And lost heroes.
We need somebody in the world to help us make peace. So when I die, if there's a heaven, I want to see it.
How do you out, sucker?
We don't know what the something is, but we are going to do something that is good.
We are the music makers, and we are the dreamers of dreams.
Together, we found new ways to explore the world around us.
Tone for burn cutoff on Delta B. Welcome to Jupiter.
And even when we seemed at our most divided, we were still connected. Of course, this is no guarantee that things will be easy. When the world is a smaller place, everything hits closer to home.
These families could be our families. In fact, they are our families.
And when more people have a voice, we may find we have more to learn.
We need our fathers and mothers
It was of no surprise when I learned that Lorne's final moments were spent protecting others from harm.
We live through times when hate and fear seem stronger. We rise and fall and light from dying embers, remembrances that hope and love last longer. And love is 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 love cannot be killed or swept aside.
The answers are not simple. But if there are answers, we think we have a better chance of finding them together.
Take me to your river.
Facebook again, just summing it up perfectly, just summing up the year perfectly. I don't know what to do with what to do with that. So they've also done, for the first time, they've also listed the top 10 global live videos that have, you know, that have trended around the world. And Chewbacca Mum, thank God, thank goodness, got the trending top video that has been shared and trended around the world, because 2016, just, thank goodness, just topped that list. Thankfully. The Year in the View were Facebook posts that happened from January 1 to November 27th. And the live videos were of cumulative views as well. I mentioned a couple of weeks ago about the Your Year in Review and My Year in Review as well. So there you go. As we continue here on the Generic Live Show, thanks for joining us. Well, the ISPs and some of the telcos, they've done it. They have put together a claim to shut down pirating sites. But one news reporter asks us if they were really successful or not. We'll help break that down as we continue here on the Generic Live Show. Thanks for joining us here on a Sunday. It's 11:01.